Elizabeth II is a constitutional monarch. That is, she is Britain's head of state. But her executive powers are limited by constitutional rules. Her role is mostly symbolic. She represents Britain on state visits and on ceremonial occasions. According to the royal website, her primary role is as a focus of national unity. She is queen of 16 former British colonies, including Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, and head of the Commonwealth, a multinational body created after the dissolution of the British Empire. What powers does the Queen have? The Queen has the right to rule. The people of Britain are not citizens, but subjects of the monarch. Most public servants must swear an oath of loyalty or make an affirmation of their loyalty to the Crown. Although the Queen is politically neutral, she has the right to be consulted and to advise and warn ministers. Otherwise, her residual powers, the royal prerogative, are mostly exercised through the government of the day. These include the power to enact legislation, to award honours, on the advice of the Prime Minister, to sign treaties, and to declare war. The government is led by the Prime Minister, who chooses the other ministers. The Prime Minister and the other most powerful ministers belong to a group known as the Cabinet, whose members are the most important decision makers in the government.